Chapter 1. The morning sun had long since risen over the Chinese Tulo that Mulan called home. As she stood in the middle of the circular compound of connected buildings that was made up of her home and those of her neighbors, she was surrounded by the muffled sounds of the nearby villagers. From a second-floor balcony, a mother called to her daughter to bring the laundry. In a kitchen on the ground floor, a spoon banged against the sides of a pot as another mother prepared the evening meal. From the opening between the buildings that led to the street, Mulan could make out the low moos of several large cows being herded to a new feeding ground, and the occasional squawk as their heavy feet plodded precariously close to a stray chicken. Coming from her own home, nestled in the middle of all the others, Mulan heard the steady click, click, clack, clack of the shuttle as her mother and younger sister wove fabric. But the sounds did nothing to distract Mulan. She had grown up with them. She had spent every day of her 7 years next to the same handful of villagers. At present, the clangs and bangs were merely background noise to her current mission, herding the chickens to their coop. Unfortunately, the chickens were not in the mood to be herded. For the past hour, Mulan and her father, Hua Zhou, had been trying to move the small group of feathered animals from one side of the courtyard to the other. Yet each time they got most of the birds going in the same direction, one would break off and make a run for it. Sweat dotted Mulan's forehead from running back and forth in front of her father as she tried to stop the chickens. Her arm was beginning to ache from hitting her wooden stick on the ground to get the bird's attention. Still, there was a bounce to her step, and while her father seemed ready for the task to be over, Mulan was eager to continue. She loved a challenge, and chicken herding was certainly that.
"Steady, Mulan."
Her father's voice was stern, but kind. Looking up, she saw Joe's warm brown eyes looking down at her. She met his smile. She knew that many people in her village were intimidated by her father. He always walked with his head high, his chest out. Once a fierce warrior, his body had grown more fragile with age. His shoulders stooped ever so slightly, and his hair was no longer thick. Yet he still had an air of confidence, despite the limp that forced him to walk with a cane. But to Mulan, he was not fierce or scary. He was her father, and she adored him. At 7 years old, Mulan knew she was supposed to spend her time helping her mother take care of their home, but she had no interest in weaving or cooking or cleaning. Just the idea of those boring chores was enough to make her yawn. Her little sister Xiu loved to do and excelled at those tasks, so it was a much better use of her time, Mulan had argued on more than one occasion, for Mulan to help her father, who had no sons to deal with things like pesky chickens, and let Xiu work with her mother. A loud squawk brought Mulan's thoughts back to her task. As if finally realizing that the coop meant food and rest, the chickens began to move toward it in a group. Mulan let out a happy little whoop, startling an old woman standing inside the shrine that sat in the middle of the communal courtyard. She was lighting incense at the base of the large phoenix statue that dominated the shrine. Like the rest of the compound, the shrine had seen better days. Tiles fell off the roof, and more than a few boards were loose. The statue, however, remained in good shape. To those who lived in the village, the statue was the most sacred and important part of their little world. It was a representation of their ancestors, a connection to those who had come before. Every man, woman, and child spent at least some part of every day in the shrine, enjoying the stillness and peace the place brought. Most of the time. For one moment, it seemed Mulan's job was complete. As Mulan stood back, her father ushered the last of the birds toward the coop's open door. Out of the corner of her eye, Mulan caught sight of a lone chicken veering from the rest of the group. Mulan frowned. She looked back at her father. Joe was distracted,